friends, we are celebrating St. Sarkis Day and 125th anniversary of our diocese. Just imagine, 1898, Hrimian Haydi, the Catholicos of all Armenians, July 2nd, he signed the encyclical and he proclaimed the presence of the Armenian Church in this new country, in America. Back then, there was only one diocese in all the Western Hemisphere. Only one diocese. The Diocese of the Armenian Church of America. Today, we have seven dioceses. North America and South America. And we have more than 200 churches and clergymen serving in those churches. And we have, during these 125 years, in our diocese alone, about 500 clergymen served in the past to our people, and countless faithful people who prayed in our churches, who worship God in the Armenian churches, and you today, we today, together, we are continuing that legacy. When I asked our diocesan council to celebrate the anniversary, I didn't ask just for the sake of the past, of the history. I always use this analogy. I say there is a reason that rear view mirror is smaller than the windshield in our cars, because we look back to go forward. We are not just staying in the past, but we are looking back to the past and to, in order to move forward. And at the same is true about celebrating the feast day of saints. Like today we are celebrating Saint Sarkis, the warrior. We are looking back to his life, not just to remember with nostalgia, but to look the past, to take their example, and to move forward. And what is the lesson that they, Saint Sarkis, our ancestors, who came 125 years ago to this country, you came from different places, what is the lesson that they teach us today, that we need to teach to our younger generation, to our children and grandchildren? Thinking about that lesson, I choose three words. And I want you to remember these three words. If you are going to remember anything from my sermon, remember these three words. Courage, humility, and joy. Courage, kajutsyun. Humility, honalutsyun. And joy, urafutsyun. First, courage. Just imagine, our ancestors, they left the old country after the genocide, before the genocide and after the genocide. They came to this country, or they went to Syria, to Lebanon, to Armenia, to Iraq, to other parts of the world, and they started to build up their lives. They didn't give up. They left everything in the old country, sometimes even their loved ones. They came without nothing to this country, but they didn't give up. They continued building their lives. They built house of worships. The first Armenian church in Worcester, Massachusetts. All started there in Worcester, Massachusetts. And then, as I said, we have hundreds of churches in our diocese. And this beautiful church that we consecrated years ago, showing that example of courage, courage of the spirit, that we Armenians, we never give up. Today, as a nation, we are facing a lot of challenges in Artsakh, in Armenia, here in diaspora. But we never give up, because we have their example of our forefathers, of our foremothers, who never gave up. They fought hard. They gave excellent education to their children. And they succeeded. And they built this beautiful church, this house of worship. As I said, St. Bartholomew Cathedral in Manhattan, in New York City, at the heart of New York City. This beautiful cathedral. In our beautiful churches, this church that you built, their heirs. And you continue their legacy, because we have the courage, and we should teach to our children the courage to never give up. Today, especially when we are facing many challenges and hardships, as Armenian Christians, as American Armenians, as a nation in Armenia and in Artsakh. So the first lesson is courage. The second is humility. When I was thinking about celebrating the 125th anniversary of our diocese, I choose this psalm, 126th psalm, which goes, The Lord has done great things for us. Lord has done great things for us. This is humility, friends. We Armenians, not only Armenians, people they love, say, I, myself, I did this. Yes, Inka Sari, it's me, only me. But when it's something wrong, no, it's not me, it's someone else, right? But when it's something successful, it's me, only me. So, but our ancestors, Saint Sarkis, they never took anything in their lives. They didn't take it for granted. They thought that and believed that's a blessing and grace from God. And they recognized, they attributed all the blessings in their lives. So this is the humility. Humility is not just, it's not thinking less of ourselves, not at all. Humility is to recognize God's presence in an accomplishment in our lives, His grace in our lives. You know, there is this famous German and British composer, Handel. He wrote the Messiah, the beautiful piece. And then they say when every time after the performance, when the audience would give standing ovation, he would bow his head and point heaven, as if it's not me, it's him. It's his grace. He gave me the talent. He gave me the strength. He gave me the wisdom. And I, every time when I'm in front of our people, I say it's him, it's not me, that I stand here today after my terrible car accident, when my two ankles were shattered, my hip. 6 months later of going through that hardship and difficulty, I was back, and I am back to my ministry here in our diocese, but it's not my merit, it's not my strength, it's not me, it's him. He gave me strength through your prayers, and I'm grateful for your prayers, my dear brothers and sisters in Christ, for your support during those difficult months when I was going through the rehabilitation. So humility is recognizing His presence in our lives and being grateful for His grace. And finally, friends, the third lesson that we learn is the joy. The Psalm 126 Psalm, which goes, the Lord has done great things for us, and it continues, and we are filled with joy. We are filled with joy. So today, you can ask Sipazan, how we can be joyful, how we can love when the world is going so much tragedy, so much hardship, and stress, and anxiety, mental health issues. We have our children, they have young and older people. They have all this, we all have these challenges and stress. How we can be joyful? Friends, the real joy, the joy of the gospel, it's not to force us to smile. Comes from our heart. We recognize God's presence in our lives, and when we recognize that, that just we realize that God is with us, He's walking with us, what anything else can we feel than other than joy? That God is with us, even in our difficulties. And believe me, that joy, which is inner joy, nobody can rob us from. That's ours, and it's God's presence, realization that He's in our hearts, He's in our lives, and we are joyful, and we are called to share that joy with others, as if, you know, when a young, when a child is born, parents, they want to shout out from the roof, right? You want to share that joy with others. Our baby is here. Imagine the same joy of the gospel when you have in your heart, you don't keep it to yourself, you share with others. Being witnesses of our Lord, the witnesses of His joy sharing with others. So those are the lessons. See that in us. Courage, humility, and joy. And we are called to embrace those virtues in our lives as Armenian Christians and to live in our daily lives, in our community, in our personal lives, in our families, to incorporate those virtues that our ancestors, that Saint Sarkis, through his martyrdom, he reminds us to be courageous, to never give up, to have humility and to trust in God, and finally to have that inner joy of kingdom of heaven, that God is always with us, and the kingdom of heaven starts here, in this world, when we realize that He is walking side by side, we are walking with God. Սուրբ Սարգսի այս Սարգսի այս հրաշալի տոնը երբ մենք հիշատակենք մեր սիրո բարեխոս Սուրբ Սարգսին, գաղութեմ, որպեսզի Սուրբ Սարգսի օրինակը մեզ բոլորիս ներշնչե եւ քաջալերե։ Եվ ո՞ն է Սուրբ Սարգսի օրինակը, սիրելիներ, եթե ոչ սիրո քաջությունը։ Սուրբ Սարգսի կյանքը չեմ ուզել պատմել, գիտեք իր կյանքը, բայց զորավար ընդնալով Քրիստոսին խոստովանեց մինչև նահատակություն, մարսից արքան կստիպեր, որպեսզի հրաժարվեք Քրիստոսը, սաբ ես չեմ հրաժարվել իմ Աստծուն, եւ պատրաստ եմ նահատակության, որովհետև կսիրեն Աստված, եւ այդ սիրո համար պատրաստ եմ զոհաբերության, սերը առանց զոհաբերության խոսքը, ես կսիրեմ քեզ, կսենք, բայց ինչպես ծնողը զոհաբերություն գնել զավակի համար, անկում գիշերներ կանցկացնել, այդպես էլ մեր սերը պետք է մարմնավորվի, մարմին դառնա, ինչպես Աստծո խոսքը, մեր սերն էլ պետք է մարմին դառնա զոհաբերության, այն զոհողությունները, որ գնել մեր զավակների համար, մեր թիմացիների համար, մեր գողացի համար, մեր եկեղեցվո համար, եւ որ կսենք կսիրենք մեր համայնքը, կսիրենք մեր եկեղեցին, զոհողություն գրենք, այնպես չէ, իրագի արդու ելած եկած եք եկեղեցի, ասիկա զոհողություն մնա։ Ուրեմն գաղութեմ, սիրելիներ, կմաղթեմ, որ այդ սերը, որ կա ձեր մեջ, այս եկեղեցի հանդեպ, Աստուծո հանդեպ, այս համայնքի մեջ, ամբողջ աշխարհի հանդեպ, թող զորանա այդ սերը մեր մեջ, Աստծո զորությամբ, Աստծո շնորհներով, եւ գաղութեմ, կմաղթեմ, սիրելիներ, հայց, սիրելի ծխական խորհուրդ, երջախում խորանի սպասավորներ, սկսես բոլորին հասորդություն եւ շնորհները լավ, ձեր ծառայության, ձեր նվիրումի մեջ, այսօր եւ հավիտյանս, ամեն։